And no one could deny, after seeing Harlan County, that it's not a black-white thing. It's the working class against the ruling capitalist class. Jimmy Carter, going all out at Camp David, BBC said if he doesn't make it there, he is done. He will have no other political career in USA. Prime Minister Begin met with Carter last night and separately again just an hour ago. This has infuriated Egypt. Egypt will not give any information that will tell about what strategic weapons that she has or other Arab nations have. Carter must be a fool to think that they're going to reveal that sort of thing. He said, Begin, said Prime Minister Sadat, so it looks like it's a loser from the beginning. Sadat said, Begin is only coming here to get a media blitz to try to recapture some of the loss of support of Jewish citizens in USA. He said, I've been taken advantage of. And he said, it's only a move by right-wing Begin of Israel to try to get the American public that's turning more and more against Jews. And we're hearing that every day on the news, too, that more and more Jews' businesses are being broken, their windows. Jewish people are attacked in their own neighborhoods because there's a strong revival of all the hates that USA was based on when it killed the Indians off to take the land and then killed the blacks off in cultivating it and building up their wealth. Desperation responsible for a Congressman Flood. Congressman Flood had been noted for liberal charges. He was 100% in a progressive camp. Again, three charges have come down against him, indictments. He's under investigation. He's been under investigation for months. But the voters have confidence in him at this point. It does not look that even though he faces going to jail, just like Congressman Diggs, people are getting so accustomed to newspapers being liars that actually I think in some instances you are made stronger and your support is stronger when the goddamn fascist press attacks you. CBS railed and railed. Why is it with all this smear that's been brought out, all these stories of his criminal activities, that the voters of Pennsylvania give him more votes this time than they did before? It's too bad we didn't have 5 years. Then we could have done something. But it's too late. People will wake too late because all the experts say that nuclear war is just a matter of months away from us. Dictator Somoza of Nicaragua said the strikers can stay out until they go broke. 85% effective in the general strike. I mean everybody, businessmen, doctors, lawyers, all the trade union movements, everybody. And Moscow has let him know that they will not deal with a fascist dictatorship. That's one of the beauties about the Soviet Union. They're principled people. After the U.S. ambassador willingly gave up one of the chief exponents of capitalism, high big wig in International Harvester, they did not have to let him go. But as I told you, capitalists let capitalists down. They kill off their finks, just like this thing with Mike Cartmell. Someone's trying to get to him, and it's not us. They're trying to do him harm. He isn't of value to them. His usefulness has obviously worn out, and that's why this shit is going on. But they'll never be able to connect us with killing because we do not kill. We believe in peace and justice. Moscow trial now for Crawford is on. This big capitalist, U.S. ambassador, was ordered by the government to turn him over because no one can come in to anyone's embassy and take someone out. Every embassy has sanctuary. That's why the Chinese should have opened their doors in Chile. The Russians did, Sweden did, but China again following a very confusing foreign policy in spite of all the good she does domestically. I shall never forget that cruel nightmare when the Chinese slammed the doors in the face of those that were seeking refuge, and several of them were murdered in the streets right out in front of the Chinese emissary. The wife of former Mayor Alioto of San Francisco is divorced now in Massachusetts, running for senator on a progressive slate. But I'd have to see that to believe that she's progressive. King Hussein is eager, but almost in despair, about the likelihood of avoiding nuclear war. Palestine issue is the most important issue in the world, said the United Nations Secretary Waldheim. I think I've given you enough for you to do some study of. I can't give you all the news that you need, and we are certainly aware that you have only so much time. We recognize that. I would like to mention this. The Grand Dragon of the Mississippi Knights of Ku Klux Klan is going to be in Houston in the fall in a convention of the International Women's Year, IWY, of ours, and we've got to make it up because our people might have to flee in a minute and leave monies that we need so desperately to protect this entire community. Amari Maria Torres and Carlos Alberto Torres, federal arrest warrants have been issued for the arrest of the Puerto Rican activists Marie, Haiti, and Betran Torres in connection with an August 3rd bombing of a New York City building. On the same day, a Chicago grand jury indicted her husband, Carlos Alberto Torres, 25, and activist Oswald Lopez Rivera, and an activist Oswald Lopez Rivera, 34, for conspiring to manufacture bombs, possession of dynamite, and other charges in connection with the FALN. According to the lying FBI, Carlos Alberto Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S, is the leader of the FALN. Fuerzas Armadas de Liberación Nacional, a clandestine secret organization demanding Puerto Rican independence and the release of five Puerto Rican nationalists jailed by the USA since the 1950s. The police say the FALN has taken credit for 60 bombings in the USA in the past 3 months. The interesting thing is that when these two young people were offered immunity if they would tell who all was in their cell, they refused, even though it meant that they can be sentenced to die. And then I hear people stand up here, young people griping about their problems, our young people won't participate in lining us up. We are the best people, but some of them are seniors, and a few of them are youth, and we have the best community, and we certainly have more to be grateful for than any. But think of people like that. Though I'm doing something along the line of helping the Puerto Ricans, you can be assured of that. Nonetheless, we ought to take concern about two people. People say they missed their life. What the fuck is your life when people are being bled to death, being tortured in jails, wherever capitalism is, openly having babies and old people experimented on by even U.S. law now? What the fuck problem do you think you have? You've got no you have no problem, and you should get a little humble. These are beautiful people. I've seen pictures of them. Very handsome young people. But they prefer to die with honor rather than to tell one thing about the liberation struggle of Puerto Rico to get out from under capitalism. They want no part of USA, much less, I would think, not less could be expected from any socialist. But I know some people here, you are a coward, and you got to overcome that. We've got some of the most heroic people here, but some of you are so cowardly, you won't even take on your friends or your companions when they're doing clearly wrong things. I do hope that you'll wake up before it's too late for you, because too many young people like this have been willing to go to the gas chamber and to the gallows, are to be gassed to death. Too many of them for us to be so self-centered as some have shown themselves to be. And I'm not speaking about last night. I'm speaking about every night. I want these things taken care of council, because after Friday's test, we're going right into Russian. And I want everybody to do it. On Saturday, we're going right into Russian, because we're going to learn that language that will make a door for us that no other people have had. Much love to you all. Way of leaking things out, the letter writing committee is going to have to be extremely listened to. You're going to have to listen to them. I'm going to tell you, you're going to write what they tell you to do. By God, you're going to cooperate, because we're on the verge of the best opportunity in the world. They put us in a comparable climate to what we have here, and we'd have all of our needs the rest of our lives, and we'd be a model to the whole world, and they want us together, and that's quite amazing. That shows they're not afraid of us, but they want us as an example. So please keep this to heart. And I do damn well mean that everybody in their dormitories, every supervisor, every cottage person go over this with their people. They don't talk about Soviet Russia. They don't talk about any plans to go there. And they don't talk to Major other than to say hi. And if you ask how well do you like it here, I love it. I wouldn't be anyplace else. You better get that tape out and go over that son of a bitch on what you're to say to strangers. Because we don't want to be fucking with a double agent. It's not probable that he is, but we have got to get certain goods down, and my damned attorney moves too slow. He moves like molasses. And I'm getting somebody else, if necessary, because he's going to sign those damned affidavits before he ever steps inside this door. He's put it on tape, that's fine. But I want affidavits. We can use the tapes. It's already very helpful about all these people being CIA. But we want this crap on paper. Then we'll protect a man like we've always protected any human being. But double agents have been known since time immemorial, since history began. So be careful of everything. While he's here, what's on the blackboards? When you see, everybody will have to be on guard for him. We'll point him out. You'll use the blackboards for education. But we want to be damn sure, that we know what this man's up to. And we'll watch him like a hawk. And nobody but be warming up to him or sitting down like some of you boldheads have done and start chattering away. Damn it, I mean you will know this man, and you better do what I'm telling you. All hell to pay. And this wonderful opportunity of going to Russia, I mean, I don't want anybody to screw it up. They'll take us as an entire community. That's the way they're talking. If we want to go, we may not need to. We love our land, but by God, it sounds pretty good to me. And the fact that they want me and you to be a community is extraordinary. They said we'd be a model to the world. Okay, I hate to be firm, but you have to be firm, some people around here, because you got wax in your damned ears. I mean, don't talk anything to that man other than that you're happy here, you love it here. Don't talk socialism, politics, or anything else to that man. I'll tell you the way I behave when it's safe for you to talk socialism. If I get Mark Lane alone, That's fine. The prominent author who's coming with him to guard him. I'll make the difference, and you'll know the difference. But when that other man is around, everybody gets a picture. We'll try to get a picture. By the way, radio, I'm going to ask the radio operator right here to send a picture of this sucker with him and send one of Mark Lane so people can look at that thing over and over and over and not make a fool of yourself. Now, please take this to heart. One of the greatest blessings today, the Soviet Union has asked us to remain as an entire community to do right here, and they'll help us get started. No matter how much we put in here, I may lose in the process. They just want us to keep this place in apple pie order so it won't be any issue with Guyana if we chose to. That we wouldn't be reflecting on Guyana. That we would say our bid our farewells in the proper attitude. So let us be sure that there's no talk about the Soviet Union. Or damn your ass, you're going to regret it. I love you, but there's no sense in some of the diarrhea of the mouth we got around here. You don't talk about that period. You never tell anybody that we're pro-Soviet or pro-Chinese. Even tomorrow, when these delegations come through here and tramping through here because there's such a model they want to see, you talk about PNC and Forbes Burnham. Our party is the People's National Congress. And keep that testing up heavier at the dining room. It's not severe enough. So you know you're Russian. When those Russians come in here, we'll let you know. Hell, they may come in about the same time and all this other. This is going to be quite an assembly here with an ex-CIA agent and Mark Lane and a bunch of Soviets at the same time. So you study your language well, comrade librarian. Put some of the basic characters on the board, because Tom had some beautiful things there that projected on the screen. We have an extra class, and so maybe tomorrow we'll take some Soviet classes. I think we'll just have to take some Soviet classes, because we can't afford not to know something. And I know that some of you still can't say, Ya-ha-chu-mir. And then, Lenin avant-garde, Russia, Russian, avant-garde, Russia, avant-garde. You got to practice talking Russian to each other, because that's going to impress them when they hear it. And some of you haven't learned anything for 84 years, so now let's really try to do something about this, because they are fascinated with the possibility of us going to the Soviet Union. And believe me, you've never seen such theaters, never seen such ballets, never seen such swimming resorts. You've never seen the development. The Soviet Union is far, far in advance in medicine. We'll never have to worry about anything. We won't have to wait in line. Now, next week, by the way, the dentist is coming, or the ophthalmologist. I believe it's the dentist. And then the week following, I'm paying for the ophthalmologist to study your eyes. And so that shows how much I care. But there, right around every corner, you've got free medicine. Much love to you, and take this seriously to heart. I thank you. I love you. Attention, attention, attention. The Soviet Union is very, very interested in us. A blanket invitation has been made. We will decide that ourselves. The decision to go will be ours. And it's good to know that that alternative exists. The Soviet Union warned us, the ambassador, that this man, Major, may well be a double agent. They've had much experience with espionage, so they want us to be extremely careful. So I thought maybe if I told you who has said this to us, it's the Russian ambassador. He wants us to be very careful. No talk to anyone about Russia whatsoever, or it could mess up your future if we should decide to go there. Anything that is to be dealt with the Russians is to be hand-delivered. That's what he requires. He said, that some of your people probably are naive and don't realize what killers the CIA are. They are murderers. He said, there's nothing like them on Earth. They do anything, eliminate anybody they choose, and he said, you'll have to be extremely careful. He begged us to be very careful. He's honored. He said, we have more of a socialist knowledge. We have more loyalty to what the Soviet Union is doing, their teachings, their avant-garde movements, their principles, their worldview, than many, many Soviet citizens, and even ranking people in the Communist Party. He said the difference there is we have strong institutions. The teachers, the Politburo, the army is very, very committed to socialism. But he said we would be the greatest asset in the world. But again, I remind you, no talking to Major, other than to tell him, you know, how happy you are. Do you want to go home? No, I wouldn't dream of going home. And if you do otherwise, you won't be going anywhere. I'm going to tell you, you won't be going anywhere. If you mess this up, I mean it. I'm telling you from the depths of my soul, and I don't feel too well. But I certainly got enough strength in my body to take care of any situation when people want to mess over a beautiful thing. It'd be the first time a community has been invited. They have watched our work, and the task correspondents that were here for a few days said that we would be an asset as our own community. They might well name it Jonestown. Who knows? Because they talked that way. They kept referring to us being a community and a collective, and it would be an inspiration to other Soviets who some of them have developed a little bit of a pattern that they like the city, which they want to reduce. They say that a good socialist is prepared to die. A good socialist is not caught up with the city and dances and all that crap that you were talking about yesterday, some of you, that's available in the Soviet Union. They said the good communists, and we would no doubt become members of the party because we're better than some of the members of the party. We don't live high on the hog. We're humble. We have all we need, but we don't worship things. We don't look to material things, material goods for our concern. And he said some beautiful things that I shan't say. Now, if we have the proper protection, we love Guyana. And we are not questioning about moving. We're just simply saying it's an alternative. And it's clearly an open door on their part. And God damn it to hell, I mean, I don't want any idiot talking about it. And I want everybody to report any idiot that starts a conversation on it. And Major, you are to say to him, smile. Everybody's to smile. Tomorrow, I'm waking you up. I know I hate to, but I've got a temperature of 104. It's all right. We've got it isolated. I'm going to be alive a long, long while. But I'm telling you this. Hear me loud and clear. You are to give the right answers if you have to get your ass up at the wee hours of the morning before breakfast and play that tape over as to what you say when guests are here. Tomorrow you'll be praising the PNC, People's National Congress, our party, our Prime Minister, Forbes Burnham. Maybe some encouraging things anyway, that because Dr. Reed, who's our very good friend and the chairman of the entire PNC, is on his way to Moscow. So who in the hell knows what's coming? Maybe some very good developments. Maybe a closer alliance. Maybe the Soviet Union is going to put missile protections over their head. But we want no damn talk about it. And anybody that comes in here tomorrow, when I come up to you and I ask you a question about PNC, you wake these kids up when they start the morning, they're to have the damn answers. And the doctrine of three worlds and all this, they're supposed to know the major enemies of communism, revisionism. Socialism, that is. The major enemies of socialism is revisionism, anarchism. You know what I'm talking about. Trotskyism and social democracy. You've got to know those things. And then the major elements of revisionism, stand by. We need to know what revisionism is. The major enemies of revisionism. Those who believe that things come through gradual change. And those who believe that democratic elections can bring about a socialist revolution. and that it can happen through non-violence and gradual change. That is a basic enemy. That's the four basic enemies that are in the package revisionism. The enemies of socialism is revisionism, anarchism, Trotskyism, and social democracy. Now we've got to know what side the Soviet Union's on when we talk to the Soviets. Tomorrow, we don't talk pro-Soviet, we just talk pro-PNC, about racism. We talk about how bad it is in USA. That's fine. But when we're talking to the Soviets, we want to know who they support. They support Angola. They've been on the right side of every liberation movement. Ethiopia. They were on the right side of the struggle in Zaire. They were on the right side of the struggle in Mozambique. They're always on the right side of liberation causes, in spite of whatever good the Chinese have achieved in their domestic relations. He was very thrilled. And we have the open door. If we don't want to take it, that's fine. But don't screw it up. Don't shit in your nest. Now, again, I remind you, when the man, anybody comes by, you tell them how much you love it here, how you wouldn't go anywhere else, and you better smile. You damn well better smile. There better be no issues, no fights breaking out, because I'll be there tomorrow when it starts. They may be in here as early as 8 o'clock in the morning. So take it to heart. Believe me. Take it to heart. I want no shit tomorrow. I want no shit. I've given you the opportunity of the lifetime. I've given you opportunities where we, with our work, can bring your loved ones to the Soviet Union are here because of our work record, to get them out of that death that's going to take place, that absolute death that's going to take place in USA. So when I offer you so much, the least you can do is follow rules. Now, please get this down in your head. Very seriously, and some of you better get in there and study the news, because I'm going to come up to you and ask.